Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has criticised local councils for the length of time it takes them to refurbish local authority homes after tenants vacate them. In some places, those houses can stay vacant for up to a year. The Taoiseach also claimed that there is a dependency culture in councils when they seek what he terms handouts from government to pay for those refurbishments. Well, I'm joined by Labour's housing spokesperson and TD for Limerick City, Conor Sheehan. Good morning to you. You're welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Claire.
It's pretty rare for a Taoiseach, isn't it, to accuse local government of effectively exploiting the housing crisis to claim extra money from taxpayers for these refurbishments. Do you think the Taoiseach would make that accusation without having evidence for it?
I think what the Taoiseach is trying to do here essentially is he's trying to throw a dead cat onto the table to cover for the fact that the Department of Housing has consistently underfunded local authorities in order to refurbish vacant council homes. I mean, we've had construction inflation of 114% since 2014 when the void scheme was first introduced, and the amount of money given to local authorities per unit has not increased in over a decade.
But he's saying that the council shouldn't need to come to central government for this money. I mean, they do have income from these properties in the form of rent, right?
They do, but you see, the way councils use a system called differential rents, which is supposed to fund the cost of managing and maintaining housing stock. And the fact of the matter is that that does not generate enough revenue. So they require other funding streams in order to make up the cost of refurbishing these vacant units. So they get about €11,000 per unit from the department, but it costs about €48,000 to actually bring a vacant council home back into use, because they have to bring it back to a certain standard in terms of energy efficiency, in terms of the fit and finish, and ensuring that when they refurbish it, they do it properly so that they don't have to go back in consistently in order to bring the house up to an acceptable standard.
Sounds like an awful lot of money. I mean, one tenant is moving out who has lived there. You would imagine in a perfectly fine way, in an acceptable way, and then 48,000 needs to be spent to get it right for the next person.
But you see, you could have a situation, Claire, for example, where a tenant dies and may have lived in a council home for anything up to nearly half a century, and that home in many cases would have some fixtures and fittings that would not have changed since the tenant initially took on the tenancy, and a lot of the work as well goes into improving the energy efficiency of the home. I mean, what we don't want to see is to see council tenants being let homes that are cold, that are damp, that are quite difficult and inexpensive to heat. So the money goes in as well to future proofing the home to make sure that it's fit for another 20, 30, 40 years.
Okay, fair enough. But let's talk about the timeline then, because the National Oversight and Audit Commission found that it can take as little as 3 months in County Laois, but refurbishing vacant council homes can take over a year in Kerry, Longford and in your own county, in Limerick.
Yeah, there are huge discrepancies around the country depending on the local authority. And a key recommendation of the Housing Commission report, which the government haven't committed to implementing in full, is to actually look at local authority stock management and to develop an efficient system whereby when a home is vacated, it's turned around in an efficient and timely manner. Now, some of the delays are due to staffing. Some of the delays are due to delays in getting suitably qualified people to do the work. But other delays are to do with the revenue raising measures that councils need to come up with in order to fund the gap between what the department give them and what it actually costs to bring the house back into use.
And at the moment, that problem is being solved by going to central government with the handout. Is that your understanding?
Well, that wouldn't be my characterization of it, because local government in this country is very limited and it's very weak. And the only real revenue, councillors and councils have very limited revenue raising measures. So they are required to go to the department. Like, I know my own council repurposed an old loan from the state, from the sale of Troy Studios, a film studio in Limerick in 2022. And that loan has been, that was 5 million euros. That's all gone now. So in the absence of that, they need to find another way to fund the gap. And, they have gone through the budget for 2025, and they estimate that they need at least 5 or 6 million euro from central government in order to clear the backlog of vacant council homes. Like, in my own local authority, there are over 200 consistently empty council houses, which could take, and while the homes are empty as well, I think it's important to remember that that's lost rental revenue for the local authority as well as causing other problems with antisocial behaviour and so on.
Your goal and the Taoiseach's goal are the same. I mean, he wants that there would be no council home vacant for more than a month. It's just a question of how you get there. And I suppose in the teeth of a housing crisis, you would imagine that we have a huge amount of money set aside for housing, that this, if there is a funding shortfall, that it would just be fixed.
Well, while I would have the same overall goal as the Taoiseach, where we would differ is that the Taoiseach is trying to obfuscate his own responsibility in terms of this, because I said at the outset, there's been no increase in terms of the funding per unit that's been allocated to local authorities in over a decade. And we know the cost of everything has gone through the absolute roof. I mean, if you look at that 11,000 euro figure that comes from central government, you wouldn't even get a basic bathroom or kitchen for 11,000 euro. And now things have become so expensive.
OK, Conor, we'll leave it there. Conor Sheehan there, who's Labour TD for Limerick City and housing spokesperson. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the impact of the legendary David Attenborough on the following the release of his latest documentary called Ocean.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.